Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Body and Love Worship Center Ministries with evangelists Aaron and Sheila Gervais. And tonight, once again, is going to be part two of Ladies Night with evangelist Sheila. And so we're excited about what she's going to be having tonight. So I'm going to be bringing her on and just sit back and enjoy what God has for you. It's going to be an exciting night of...
Good evening, ladies, and what an honor and privilege it is, once again, to get this opportunity to share the Word of God with you. Last time that we got together for Ladies' Night, we discussed Psalm 23, verse 1, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." And tonight we're going to discuss Psalm 23 and 2. And it is, "He maketh me to lie down in green pastures, he leadeth me beside still waters." And so we're going to focus tonight on those still waters and the quiet contentment of the mind. And so we're going to talk about how do we obtain the act of lying down in green pastures, you know, that pleasant place or that place of habitation. How am I going to lie down there? How am I going to stretch myself out and rest there and be still? When my world is busy and the stresses of my life are consuming me, and my every thought, my every minute, it's just stealing my days away. How can we find these still waters when it seems waves are constantly crashing against us and we feel like we're drowning in the whirlpools of life? These are the things that we're going to discuss, and it all comes down to our soul and what we believe. You can, by understanding this beginning, what you believe about God's Word and the application therein, because it is actually practicing, training your mind on how to think from the soul and not from the circumstances of your life. It's learning to rest spiritually, emotionally, and physically. It's also learning not to worry and to stop controlling. Worry and control demonstrate actually a lack of trust in God. When we worry, we are not really thinking effectively. And when we are controlling, ladies, things actually get more out of control. If we are controlling, then we are attempting to lead our own lives. And I ask you this, can we have two leaders in our lives? If you are leading your own life, then what is God doing in your life? It's just a little something for you to think about. Instead, we need to learn to trust, roll with it, and filter in a few whatevers. And I'll explain what that means here in a few minutes. For example, when you're worrying, you are not praying, because honestly, you cannot do both. If you're worrying, then you're taking this all onto yourself as if you're God over God for your life. To be concerned and take it to prayer is one thing, but not take it to prayer and continue to worry. Ladies, lack of trust and worry is a sin. As harsh as that sounds, it's the reality. You see, His Word directs us to trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He will direct your path. So as you see here, we're told by the Lord in His Word to trust in the Lord with all your heart. So if we're not trusting, then we're worrying or we're anxious about something, and that actually goes against the Word that He has given to us. From the depths of your heart, from the depths of your soul, of everything that you are, that is the all thine heart that you are supposed to be paying attention to, ladies. Though the ways may hurt, things may be uncomfortable, unfamiliar, not what you have planned or what you have expected or how you've envisioned your life to be, we are still to trust Him with all that we are and all that we will ever be. Ladies, lose control. When you surrender your control, it lends Him control in your life. You come into submission to Him so He can lead you. He brings you to a place of rest. You see, it's spiritual. Amongst the trials, amongst the chaos, you can rest from your soul, which results in the rest of your mind. Why? Because you choose to trust and obey my shepherd. You don't look at and focus on how things appear, but you look with the spirit woman and know the truth in his word and know that he is your mainstay. Ladies, you may stand shaken on the rock, which is our Lord Jesus Christ. You might shake with discouragement, hurt, anxiety, depression, regrets, you're wondering whys, but I'm telling you one thing, the rock will never shake under you. He is your firm foundation that will hold you up, and you can in him withstand any given situation in your life. It is knowing that it's okay to lie down. He maketh me lie down in green pastures. We should know when to lie down so he can rise up. Lying down, ladies, does not make you weak. Actually, it demonstrates your strength. You understand that when you are weak, he is made strong. He is our support, our guide, our help in any time of trouble, even if, especially when, that trouble is just in our minds. And ladies, you know what I'm talking about. Okay, we make up a lot of conversations in our head before the conversations ever happen. In fact, we know exactly what we're going to say, what the other person's going to say back to us. We've got it all figured out. We got ourselves all worked up for something that's probably never going to happen. We do the mind role play, and we do it often. All right? So we need to remember to capture that thought, those thoughts, and take those thoughts in captivity. Next thing, meditate on the truth and submit your will to his. We should stop, just absolutely stop thinking on anything that is not found in his word or anything that goes against his word. Ladies, to be honest and real with you, some of my worst moments of anxiety come into my life when I start thinking about things, okay? And I think on them as if I'm the problem solver. Oh my goodness, I've got to take care of this too. I've got to control everything. And then I meditate on it, even if I've even prayed about it. I'm still fixing it, okay? So here's a couple of Sheila twos that I've developed from Scripture that continues to help me when anxiety, which I do struggle with, I'm going to be honest with you there, and the urge to take control is taking over my thoughts and stilling my breath and the quality of my days. The first Sheila two, which is just Sheila's attitude, that I have come up with is roll with it. That's right. Sometimes you just have to roll with it, okay? The scripture states it like this. Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. And that is found in Psalms 55:22. To cast our burden upon God is to rest upon his providence and his promises. We cast it. We roll it on to him. Hence, roll with it. Okay, sometimes I picture it in a variety of ways. I picture it like playing a round of catch with Jesus. And when you toss it to him, he doesn't toss it back. He catches it. All right? Another Sheila crazy way I think of things is I picture a Velcro ball and standing there with Velcro strips on him. And yes, this is corny, but I do these things. And I take my Velcro ball with all my wadded up problems and my thoughts and concerns, and I toss it on him, and the Velcro meets with the Velcro, and it just sticks on him, okay? And it's not coming back at me. All right, ladies? So when we roll it onto him, when we pray and cast our burden onto him, and when we are anxious for nothing and we pray about all things, we are rolling it onto Jesus. And we roll it good enough and throw it hard enough that it's not going to roll back on us, okay? It stays with him. And when I get up from my prayer closet, when I stand up from my knees, or if I'm driving and I'm praying, which I do a lot, I know to not take that back. God has it, and my job is to get up and live, all right? Knowing that he's got it taken care of, and he will give me the wisdom how to live through the given situation. I'm going to share with you a time that when my son was young, he wasn't even a year old, talk about a time that I rolled it, which I've rolled it many times in my life. He, in our pantry, when my son was less than a year old, we had a can of peas and we had a score of crackers. That's exactly everything that I had. I was a single mom. Okay. And that was going to be our dinner for the evening because I hadn't had a paycheck yet. So we were holding on, okay? I can actually remember it like yesterday. I remember what I was wearing. I remember what he was wearing, the look on his precious little round-cheeked face, okay? And I remember squishing the peas for him to eat as I literally sucked the salt off the crackers trying to make them last longer. Okay, though others would see this as not having much and truly would say, well, you really didn't have very much, right? But at that time, I'll tell you something, we had what we needed, okay? We had food. It wasn't the food of choice, but you know what we ate that night? God did provide. And it wasn't a feast, but you know what? It was his provision. And here we sorry, I'm getting a little choked up because those memories are very strong. I know God moved in my life then. Who are we to complain about his provision? Okay, and who are we to state exactly what that provision should look like? Why are we just not thankful for the provision that is there? All right, and then you know what? Those peas and those crackers got us through that night, and we were fed. We were not hungry. You know what, ladies, as a single mom, we struggle in these areas of finances and being alone and trying to figure it out on our own. Someone out there needs to hear tonight, you're not figuring this out all on your own. Well, this is choking me up. This is for somebody out there. You are not to figure it out on your own. You have a Heavenly Father who's right there to figure it out for you and lead you and guide you through that pasture, though it doesn't feel like a very green pasture. And he's going to lead you and guide you and teach you how to abide while you're there and how to truly live within that and to live within a thankful mindset and a grateful mindset. Ladies, we roll with it, okay? I recall when I was feeding my son those squished up peas and I was sucking on that cracker, I recall having conversation with God at the same time. And I recall the peace and contentment that followed. You know, in my soul, I knew that he didn't forsake me and my son. We loved him. My soul was with him because you see, he does not forsake the righteous. And though we didn't have much during that time in my life, I was not forsaken. I was never forsaken. Another Sheila too that I've learned in life, and some of my friends have heard me say this, and my husband hears me say it quite a bit, is whatever. That's right. I say whatever. The world means it kind of as a sarcastic response to things. And honestly, that's how my whatever started. I became quite flippant with it. But as I grew in his word and I grew in the scripture, I say whatever now to reflect upon scripture. And I mean it for my soul. As soon as our mind begins to waver and we start thinking on the situation and solutions and not on God, this is when we can say, whatever. And we take it from the scripture. It's Philippians 4:8. It is, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. The scripture then follows up with verse 9 stating, the things you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, practice these things, and the God of peace will be with you. You see, we practice thinking the way his word directs us to, and we will find rest. We will find peace. It doesn't mean our situation changes by any means, but ladies, we change. We change, and we change from the beginning and the bottom, the deepest aspects, the deepest part of our soul. We find peace. We can truly stretch out and lie down in that green pasture, free from worry and anxiety. In the midst of the events in our life, we can breathe, remain calm, knowing God has this. God is leading. Peace comes. But ladies, we first you need to give your heart to the Lord. Without that, you're not going to have his peace and his leading. And secondly, you've got to train yourself how to think. All right, you've got to train it by reading his word and understand how he teaches us to think. Okay, I'm going to go say this. You can control what you are thinking about. So many people say to me, and I'm in the counseling field, I just can't help it. I just keep thinking about it. You know what? Ladies, that's not true. You have control over what you're thinking. If not, His Word of God would not instruct us on what to think on. If His Word of God is instructing us on what to think on, that's telling us we have a choice of what to think. All right? So I encourage you to review Philippians 4 and 8 so you can learn on what you're to think on. And on the whatever is true, you're not looking at it from the worldly perspective of whatever's true in this situation. Okay? So whatever's true in my finances is this. Well, the bank account says this. Okay? But whatever's true in my finances according to Heavenly Father, my goodness, He owes a cattle on a thousand hills. Or is it a thousand cattle on hills? Whichever way, it goes one way. Give me grow grace there on that one. All right? So remember, you have a Heavenly Father that is rich. And since He is your Father, so are you. You are rich in blessings. And when you're looking at your finances, instead of complaining about what you do not have, thank the God for what is in that account and ask Him for the wisdom on how to use that money. All right? So think on what's true. And then as you're thinking upon the given situation, follow up with what's pure, what's lovely, what's good, the virtue. But think on it from the spiritual perspective and not the worldly perspective. And then your peace will come because you've got to receive it, because you see it spiritually, and practice it. Without the practice, ladies, it's not going to happen. And right thinking comes from practicing right thinking. It actually does not come naturally. You have to practice it. Okay? So the peace that comes to you in right thinking is rest. A rest even though your lot in life hasn't changed. A rest even though your finances are still a mess. A rest even though your kids are rebelling. A rest even though your marriage has ended. A rest even though the rumors are still circulating. A rest that only His Spirit combined with the application of His Word can bring. Okay? They go together. So when anxiety, worry, disbelief, and the need to control, these are the sins of the mind when they arise, remember to trigger the Word in your soul. Say to yourself or out loud, I do that a lot, roll with it. Okay, that reminds you to cast your care upon Him or whatever. And it reminds you of Philippians 4 and 8. Let these catchphrases remind you to remain in agreement with your soul. Okay, your mind get into agreement with your soul, which is in agreement with God, and direct your thoughts to biblical truths. Then you will find rest. Okay, you will find His rest. This is your still waters. This is embracing your green pasture. Even if the world were deemed your lot unfit and all they can see is a dried up hayfield and can't even understand why you're enjoying it so much, okay? They might even say, well, look how they're living. Oh, those poor things, right? But that spirit woman sees it differently. She sees it green, rich, abundant, and the Spirit will bring a smile to your soul that will reach your face. And it comes from the heart, and it'll bring rest in your mind. And it all comes from the contentment of the soul because you're applying the Word of God. Remember, with the help of your shepherd, you are not just passing through or forcing this rest. You're learning to abide there. You're learning to live there because you're living in Him as you're being stretched out to end in this rest. The Lord gives quiet and contentment in the mind, whatever your lot is in life. How? Let's review. From the Spirit of the Lord that reigns in us and the truth of His Word that we can draw on as we have hidden in our soul. The consolations of the Holy Spirit are the still waters by which the saints are led. The streams which flow from the fountain of living waters, they're never ending. Those are only led by the still waters of comfort who walks in the path of righteousness. These are for those who are found in righteousness. You're found in the Lord. You've given your heart to Him. You are living for Him. You are standing with Him. The application of the scriptures, it sounds easy, but it takes practice. You trust in His care, and you heed His voice. If it's not settled in your soul, ladies, it can never be settled in your mind. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. All right? He will lead you to that quiet, still place, but you must be willing to follow him. And it begins with giving him your soul and render to him your train of thoughts. It's the truth from the soul that can mold our thoughts and keep our minds and keep us centered, calm, and peaceful, no matter where he leads. You see, this is our rest. Okay, some thoughts for you to ponder on as I'm closing. He leads us in. He leads us on. This is a path, our lot in life. Question for you that only you and God can answer. Do you believe that God truly knows where you are in life and what life is throwing at you? What do you believe? You see, from unbelief comes an unsteady walk on our path, resulting in a lack of rest, peace, and contentment. Is your communion with God, ladies, or is your communion with your lot and trials in life? That's something for you to think about. Ladies, this is your life. Live it. You cannot live successfully, with success being defined by God, without my shepherd. You cannot live successfully and be prosperous from your soul to your mind without the application of his word in your life. In Joshua 1:8, it states, keep this book of the law always on your lips. Meditate on it day and night so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. And prosperous there does not mean financial wealth or belongings in the sense that the world sees it. What he's talking about, you'll be prosperous spiritually. And that is what we're going for, ladies. Prospering spiritually, not gathering things on this earth. Because, ladies, we all know when we leave this earth, the things stay, okay? We want to be prosperous spiritually, which really helps us leave this earth. I like that thought because I cannot wait to get to heaven. Isn't that what we're all working for? All right. You cannot find true rest without the knowledge of the shepherd found within your soul. This knowledge leads you beside still waters, stretches you, and brings you rest. A rest, ladies, that calms the mind, redirects our thoughts as we submit to his leading, his ways, because we all know his ways are higher than ours. It's a still, quiet contentment of our mind that only begins in our soul. It's where the tears are wiped away and the river of delight never runs dry. It's when you realize no matter where you have roamed in this life, his hand can still lead you home in him. It's when your soul follows hard after him and your mind comes into agreement and knows his right hand upholds me when I feel like I'm falling down and I cannot stand. He sustains me. It's knowing your shepherd is capable and desiring to lead you to your soul's rest. If your soul is not confident, ladies, neither will your mind be. Therefore, you will not be. Confidence is not that of our own, it's his. It's knowing that our shepherd is always working on our behalf, that he is for us and not against us. It's knowing that he came for all mankind, and ladies, I'm one of his kind, and you're one of his kind, and he came for you. I encourage you to roll with it. Cast your cares on him. He cares for you. And to throw a few whatevers in there to maintain your thought processes from Philippians 4:8. Know what to think upon at any moment of the day. This will allow him to lead you, and you will find rest, your peace. You may not be able to control your life. You may never be able to step out of your lot, but you can control how you think about what you have hidden in your heart, because we are to hide the word in our heart, so we will not sin against him. If the word is hidden in our heart, we will not sin against him with worry and anxiety, lack of trust, and can need to control our own lives. Because we've hidden the word in our hearts, we're not going to sin against him. We're going to return always to His Word and act on the truth of the Word. Because you can be well, ladies. Someone needs me to repeat that out there. Ladies, you can be well. All right? You can be content and you can be quiet. Spiritually and emotionally, in all circumstances, because it is well with your soul. All right? Remember, it all begins in the soul. That is where our true wellness begins. All right? You can be healthy spiritually. And I want to tell you something else. Worry and anxiety is not only unhealthy spiritually and emotionally, it can cause physical conditions too. Okay? And I can attest to that and testify to that because, you know, just being transparent and honest with you now, by the way, my notes are done. I'm just going to talk to you. Okay? I have been that woman that has struggled with anxiety. Okay? And I'll try to say this without crying. Because for some great reason, I feel very strongly that some of you women just need to hear. Okay? You can overcome anxiety. All right? You can overcome depression. And I will tell you the first step in overcoming that is to come to the Lord. Okay? Even as Christians, we have anxiety. We can experience depression. And if you don't believe that, and if you think a Christian is weak because they're experiencing that, well, let me correct you on that. Okay? Read the Psalms. David was a man. You know, we all perceive men as being strong. Read the Psalms. He is an emotional roller coaster. Okay? If you're in a good mood, you can find a psalm to match your mood. Okay? If you're depressed and crying, you can find a psalm to match your depressed and crying. Okay? If it's in the Bible and we see great men and women of the Bible experiencing depression, well, guess what? We're no different than them. We're still human and we're going to experience it too. The great thing that we have that they didn't have is the Spirit of the Lord Jesus Christ resides within us. So that power is within us to rise above some of these things, anxiety, depression, okay? I'm just living proof to you that you can. I've had anxiety to the point so bad before that not leaving my house, okay? So not a lot of people in my life know that, but it's true, okay? I've had anxiety so bad to the point that crazy things like leaving all my lights on in the house when it's time to go to sleep because I didn't want to turn my lights off. That was anxiety, by the way, which stems from fear, okay? And if I have a fear, that means there's something in my life that I don't have trust in, okay? So how did I overcome that huge, great anxiety? And it was when my children were little and my husband traveled. How did I overcome that? I will tell you, ladies, exactly how I overcame that. I started opening up the Bible and I started memorizing scripture on fear. Okay, I did. Okay, this is for somebody out there. Somebody out there has, you're just really struggling with fear. And that is resulting in, fear stems off into a lot of different things. It can be anxiety. It can come into anger, depression. There's a variety of things that come, but the hub of that will is fear that's causing you to spin, okay? You can't overcome fear. You can, okay? The Bible tells us, I don't know how many times to fear not, and He tells us why, okay? Because He's with us, first of all. How did I overcome that crazy time in my life? And I say crazy just because I'm just silly. I don't mean crazy like insane. Though some people might have their own opinion. That's another Sheila-tude. You can laugh there. How did I overcome that fear? I got into the Word of God, and I memorized Scripture, and I hid it in my heart. And every time I started getting that fear rising up in me, which was causing my anxiety, I started quoting that Scripture out loud to myself, and I did start controlling my thoughts. Okay? Now that I'm older, in my 40s, does that fear and anxiety ever rise back up in me? Absolutely, yes, it does. And you know what I do when it starts happening? I have to learn to control my thoughts, even control my speech, and I return to the Word of God. That is honestly, ladies, the only thing that calms my personality. I have to return to the Word of God. Okay, and chocolate. But anyway, mostly it's the Word of God. Okay, just got to let you know the truth there. Okay, and I want you to remember a scripture. There's something else that I learned. I learned this a few years later in life after all that happened to me. The scripture in Timothy chapter 1, verse 7, right? It says, For God hath not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and love and a sound mind. Okay, and here's where this comes from, ladies. It is His love for us that is perfect. His love for us is perfect. Okay, it's not my love for Him that is perfect. It's not my love for my children and my husband that is perfect. It is His love for me that is perfect. And once I grasp that and I take that in, I understand I am perfectly loved by a perfect God. Okay, within my imperfections, within all that I am loved by a perfect God. There is not one thing that's going to take that love away from me. He knows we're down here struggling with anxiety. He knows we're struggling with depression. Does that change His love for us? Absolutely not. For you see, when I am broken and I'm getting into that anxiety and the depression taking over me, I'm broken. And what does He do? He comes closer to me. He is closer to the broken, the contrite, okay? And I realize this, and you have to just kind of take that in and understand He's closer to me when I'm struggling. He's closer to me, so I'm to get even closer to Him. I'm to lean in and let His Spirit wrap around me, comfort me, and help me to understand that I am perfectly loved by a perfect God within my imperfections. And when you understand how much you are loved, I mean, there are like no words for me to totally explain how this works for you other than you are loved by God. And that love is unconditional. It will never leave you. You cannot be separated from it. There's nothing in hell or in this world that can separate you from the love of God. And knowing He loves you that much, He will not let harm come to you. He will not let harm come to you. Yes, there's going to be trials. Yes, there's going to be temptations. That's all a part of our growth and our perseverance here in this life. But when it comes down to it, the only part of you that can not be harmed because you've given it to Him is your soul. Your body may hurt. Your finances may hurt. Your marriage may hurt. Your kids may hurt. Your mind may hurt from thinking of everything. But when it comes down to it, you cannot truly be harmed because your soul is embraced in grace. That is His perfect love for you. And if you grasp that and understand that anything coming against you, anything coming at you in this life, anything that you're dealing with, ladies, you can't be harmed. You cannot be harmed. Even if you go down to the grave, if your soul is with Him, you're not harmed because you're coming right back up again to be with Him. Okay, as low as the grave is the lowest you're ever going to go, and you're coming back up to live eternally with Him. So let me tell you something, ladies. If you're dealing with anxiety, depression, anger, any of those things, understand that that can leave you. That can be dismissed from you. You can heal from that, but it comes from understanding that it comes from how much you are loved. It is His love, His perfect love that casts out all fear. And when you understand that and you just start putting that in your soul and your spirit, woman, and quoting those scriptures and grasping after what those scriptures mean and what they mean to you, and you understand how worthy you are and how you get to apply those scriptures to your life, that rest will start coming to you. That peace will start coming to you. And you will see that still water, and you'll stretch out next to it spiritually in that green pasture. Oh, can you picture that, ladies? Can you just picture the streams of the water quietly moving and that green pasture, and you're just stretched out there in the presence of God? I think that we just need to take a moment and just be in the presence of God. How many of us have actually taken that moment today to just to be in the presence of God? Okay, and let that sweet, perfect love that He has for you just envelop you. Picture Him. Think on Him. Meditate on His word. This is how we accomplish, He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. Okay, so I'm going to pray for you as I wrap this up. And I've shared quite a bit. And listen, if you're dealing with anxiety and depression, It's not anything to put you down for. I'm telling you, all humans deal with it. As an adult, I still deal with it. I'm just being frank and honest with you. And ladies, when it happens, I pray. Okay? And I have to remind myself to pray. And I draw on the scriptures that I have hidden in my heart. This brings me that rest. This brings me that peace as I'm reminded that I am found in His perfect love. Okay? So I'm going to pray with you as I close this up. Dear Heavenly Father, first of all, we want to thank you for your word. Lord, where would we be without it? We thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for our sins. Where would we be without him? Father God, I pray for any lady that is listening to this, that is dealing with being able to truly rest from their mind, Lord Jesus. Lord, I pray, Lord, that you stir within them, within their soul, and remind them of what your word says, Lord Jesus. Remind them of who they are in you and how you have that perfect love, Father God, that will cast out all fear, Father God. Bring them to trust in you, Lord Jesus, because that is how we will maintain, stretch out, and lie down in those green pastures and find our true rest is when we trust in you, which is the opposite of fear, Father God. Let us fear not as we hold on to you, Father God. As I'm praying this, Father God, I just believe there's women out there, Father God, that just are so bent over spiritually that they can't even rise up anymore, Father God. And they don't even know where to reach or who to reach for or what to say, Lord Jesus, because they are like overcome with the situations in their lives, Father God, and the fear, the anxiety, and the depression that is evoking from them from this given circumstances, Father God. And here's what I'm picturing, and for the ladies that are listening to this, that though you were bent low, reach out. Because you see, you can reach out, and actually I see spiritually you touching the hem of his garment. And though you could only touch the hem of his garment spiritually, you're still touching him. Okay? Reach out. Touch him. He is near to you. And there's nothing to fear in that. There's nothing to fear in the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ, who has a perfect love for you, who can raise you up again. He will raise you up again with a sound mind and peace from your heart. And I pray, Father God, that as I close this in prayer, that there are ladies out there that are listening to this, if they're struggling with these anxiety, fear, depression, and even anger, Father God, that they learn to trust you. They learn to reach out. Even though they think you're so far away, you help them understand how close you really are to them, Father God. And Father God, let your peace arise from their soul and bring them true rest in their minds. In Jesus' name, amen.
All right. Thank you, Sheila. That was an awesome message. Very powerful. You know, what we would love for you to do at Abiding Love Worship Center for Ministries, if we do put this on Facebook, and we want you to be able to join us on Facebook, Abiding Love Worship Center, friend us there. Go to our YouTube channel, Abiding Love Worship Center, and subscribe. But also, you can subscribe and follow us here on Blog Talk Radio. We do have 3 programs a week now that you can get on Sunday night, 6 o'clock. Tuesday night's Ladies Night at 6:30, and Thursday night, Grace in Your Face, at 7 o'clock. This coming week, we're going to have Pastor Michael Potter from Enjoy Christian Fellowship, and he is a pastor full of grace, has a church that he has ministered to, the grace of Christ, and now they display that grace to others, and it is just an awesome testimony of what God can do. But one thing we want you to do, if you know people out there who's single mothers, women who've been through divorce, women who struggle with anxiety, depression, and in fact, the things that Sheila went through in this message, we can think of people not only ourselves, but other women in our lives that this could be. So we're going to put this on Facebook, and you can also just write from Blog Talk Radio, put links in your Facebook comments, blogtalkradio.com/Abiding Love Worship Center. If you have a hard time getting into another woman's life to be able to minister the truths that you heard today, what we'd love you to do, I think what God would love for you to do is go ahead and put that link on your Facebook. Put that link in text. Text it to other people so that they can hear this. It is not about, once again, our popularity at all. We just want Jesus Christ to be able to minister to women and to reach them deeply where they can see their lives totally turned around. And so we definitely appreciate Evangelist Sheila Gravey tonight for what she has done, the heart that she has to give you this message, and look forward to messages in ahead, because, and once again, on Facebook, we post anywhere from 1 to 2 or 3 posts a day, just encouragement, challenging messages, things that get you deeper into the Word, deeper into God, because He wants us to live bolder in our world, in our families, in our workplaces, wherever we go to for entertainment, the things we do. He wants to permeate every part of us. And so just remember, when you are living in Christ, you're living in abiding love. So once again, share this message, link it on your Facebook, text, Twitter it, whatever you can do, because we want to get as many people to hear this message tonight as can be. So we thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to enjoy this. For those who will still listen to the archives, we praise God for you, and we just pray blessings over you as you reach more into God and more into His Word. And once again, we thank you, Sheila, for sharing that awesome message. So we praise God for that. Have a good evening, and continue to be the child of God that you are.